It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Come on, man. You got Larry June in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast. And we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me.
All right, one final segment here on the Roast on a Friday before Labor Day. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill. Joe Butcher Boy Shasky with you as always. Reacting again to the... I don't know what you give me for this. I would call it a marriage of convenience between the San Francisco 49ers and Brandon Ayuk. They get the deal done yesterday. 4 years, 120 M's, 76 of it guaranteed. A lot of it front-loaded, but as Shasky, you described, you know, with the cap rising. I find it funny how when Deebo Samuel signed, for example, we talked about how his money was... above Christian Kirk or top of market, top of mind. And now he's, I think, just inside or right at top 10 in the NFL in terms of AAV. Like in 2 or 3 years, I think we're going to look at Brandon Ayuk's deal and probably see it being about where it should be. Like he's top 5 right now, but then Jamar Chase is going to get paid. Garrett Wilson's going to get paid. There's a new crop of receivers coming in every single year. And by the end of this deal, this might end up looking like a bargain for the Niners.
Bargain? I don't know, but it'll look a lot better. I think, you know, there's no doubt about it. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo's deal is a great example. I went back and forth on Jimmy's deal. Like, oh, man, he's only making $26 million. Then they couldn't cut him, and it was like our backup's making $18 million. You know what I mean? So it depends. We have to, like, let things play out. I understand what you're saying. This is just my belief, and I know Bonte's argued with me on this, and I believe over the next CBA negotiations, there will be some new language. I don't think there'll be fully guaranteed contracts, but there will be some new language to where they're going to monitor, regulate, I don't know, slow down, siphon off this whole restructuring holdout situation. Not that you can't move money around. I think that's been actually unbelievably beneficial to the NFL because it creates chaos and talking points and things like that. But I do think that they're going to do something to just kind of quiet down the, oh, this guy's looking for a new deal, and this guy's looking for a new deal, even though he just signed a new deal 2 years ago. He's looking for a new deal. I think that they're aware that the consumer gets a little exhausted hearing about money nonstop, and I think they're going to put some bumpers in place that, like, hey, you can't do this during these periods of the year. That's all. I think they're going to try to have this locked in, let's say, before August 10th, 15th. Like, once the games start happening, teams are going to want to have all their guys on board. Either you're in or out for this year. And just put some regulatory dates on the calendar to where things can't happen.
Perhaps. I mean, so you're speaking about like a situation like Trent Williams, where he's trying to restructure and he's got this year plus two more left.
Yes. Like, what I'm saying is that I believe that they are going to, not that they're going to freeze, like you can't cut people. You'll always be able to cut people. But if you're under contract and you're making whatever the numbers are that are specific, I believe that there's going to be certain speed bumps put in place to negate the amount of holdouts. For example, the old CBA, you could, we'll waive these fines. We're not going to have you pay these fines. In the new CBA, they can't waive them, right? Now, you can offset said fines by giving an individual more than the money that they're fined, and so thus it kind of negates the fines, but the fines are still happening. So, I don't know. They're gonna look at something. I'm telling you, Evan, the holdout thing is not good for business. It's just not. It's not good for the NFL in terms of the look.
No, I agree with that, but it's really the only, or one of the only weapons I think players have to try and gain some sort of leverage is to hold out. Now, I think the hold-in thing is interesting because that's kind of been, I don't know, like a loophole that a lot of players have used recently to get around not having to pay certain money. Although I find it funny that, like, the Niners, because Brandon Ayuk is signing his first big deal, like, they can forgive his fines. But Trent Williams, they could not forgive his fines for holding out. And he still chose to hold in. And that's another reason why I think it was always just about the money. Like, I think one of the big reasons, and we, you know, I mentioned John Lynch showing his fangs on Wednesday and all the rest. But I really think the biggest reason why Ayuk eventually signed the dotted line is because the Niners were going to start fining him.
Yeah.
They were going to start charging him money. And it's why we talked about this yesterday. It's why I felt like the next step of this, if it had continued, would be to hit Ayuk where it hurts. And that's in his pockets.
I look at this from a business standpoint, and I'm like, is it good PR or bad PR for the league as a whole and the players as a whole to have this linger to where practices and games are happening and all we're talking about is the amount of money that they're making? Like, I think the owners are sitting around saying, like, yeah, if we can minimize that kind of stuff, I think we're going to do it. Like, you think Jerry Jones likes being criticized for weeks on end because the CD thing took as long as it did? I don't think he does. And I think he's going to do, guys like him are going to do everything in their power to put certain guardrails in place to limit this amount of stuff. That's all.
No doubt about it. And I think in just a second, look, we've had people calling in on all shows, Shasky, you know, 888-957-9570. We had Brian Baldinger calling early in the River Islands guest line. And I think right now we got a special guest appearance from the man who normally occupies this chair. Am I correct?
Wait a minute. No, I'm not allowing this. This is why I'm not allowing this, Evan, because he makes a big deal on, oh, when I'm on vacation, I don't listen to anything. When I'm on vacation, I don't even think about work. And all I've had is 7,000 videos across my timeline from one Bonte Hill. Is that who's on the hold right now?
Well, one sec, because I think he accidentally called the contest line. So we're going to call him back on the hotline so we can pot him up. There's a technical aspect of this as a producer that I'm familiar with. So we're going to get him reorganized in just a second. But yes, Bonte Hill will be making an appearance on the Morning Roast, as he will every single day during the NFL season.
He's only allowed on, Evan, if he apologizes to me.
For what?
Because I listen when I'm not on air. And I listen when I'm on vacation, and I tap in, and he gets mad at me for doing that and says, oh, you gotta go away from work. So he better apologize to me because I know he's been listening.
Oh, he's been listening. What, out there in New York and Philadelphia? Saw he was at a Yankees game, the U.S. Open. He's supposed to be at a wedding later today.
He's hanging out with the founder of Mitchell & Ness.
Ooh. Oh, my God. We got him right now? Is this the Bonte Hill?
I demand an apology.
B.
Oh, baby! Wake up, baby! Wake up! Let's go, Roasters. Where are my Roasters at? Where's the number 11 jerseys at? Jackie, where are you at? Let's roll, baby. The streets said they needed me. The streets gave me the bat signal. I said, you know what? I got to call the guys on a Friday and let them know what's happening, man. Who's ready for 30 points a game? Who's ready for another trip to New Orleans for the Super Bowl? Who's ready to roll Monday Night Football September the 9th, baby? Let's go!
My man, I'm speechless. Shasky, you got something for your boy?
Yeah, I demand an apology. You told me whenever I call in and listen to the station when I'm on vacation, because I'm addicted to it, and I freely admit it, oh, you're a sucker. I don't listen to anything. And here you are, calling in, listening to the station on your vacation. So you can apologize to me.
No, first of all, I'm not apologizing to you because you call every show every day, every single hour. No, you might as well call yourself Robin or Robin San Bruno, Joe Sassy. So no apology at all. And I have been listening because, you know, the most exhausting part of this entire process, first of all, it's good to hear from you guys. You guys sound great today. I've been listening all morning, just working in the weeds, listening to what they wrote. Oh, yeah, today was a day I had to listen.
Hey,
we're sleeping till noon. What's up, Shasky?
It's just, honestly, I'm seeing all this rhetoric about who's got to go next year, who won the deal, who did this. I don't care. You know who won the deal? Brock Purdy, the 49ers, the fans. Like, you know who lost the deal? Everyone else in the NFC. Like, we've got one of our better players back. He's a really good player. Get Trent. Let's go.
I've listened all day. You had to cut Evan Giddings off one time. I call off vacation, and you cut me off 10 seconds into my spiel here, Chaffee. But I hear what you're saying. Listen. Something's never changed around these parts. Good to hear from you, buddy. Jeez Louise, calling you on vacation on the phone line here. Anna's looking at me going crazy, and she's doing payroll for a company. Before we get the cheesesteaks and everything and all that stuff, Rocky Steps and everything in Philadelphia, you're right, Chaffee. I've seen people pivot to, well, you're not going to be able to pay this guy, and you're not going to be able to pay that guy, and this is greedy, and this and that. Here's the thing that fans fail to realize, not everybody, but the NFL in today's day and age is a year-to-year league. It's a year-to-year league. Now, you may have some pillars here, like your quarterback, your left tackle, a tight end, a DN, a middle linebacker. But for the most part, there's so much roster turnover that you can't think about 2025, 2026, 2027. You got to think about the now. And the now is you got a roster that is loaded and ready to roll and avenge some of the demons that they suffered in Las Vegas back in February. So it's about the now. And right now, Brandon Ayuk is your number one wide receiver. Brandon Ayuk in 3 of the last 4 years has led your team in receiving. All right? He's got back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. And I know fans were saying, hey, he's a diva. He's this, he's that. Trade him. He's replaceable. I laughed at all that stuff. That was the most exhausting part of the process, the scoffing at who Brandon Ayuk was as a player within this system. A great run blocker, a great catch, a catcher of the football, as I just made that up here. Dominating the middle of the field, going down the field. But listen to this. What people fail to realize, Nick Wagner had a great tweet yesterday about the QBR with Brock Purdy. They're second in the league when they throw the ball to each other. Brock Purdy to Brandon Ayuk. But also, people fail to realize in this rich history of 49er wide receivers, we know about the GOAT, Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens, Gene Washington, R.C. Dwight Clark. Owens. Then the list goes on and on and on and on and on. The great R.C. Owens. Jerry Rice in 1995 had 9 100-yard games. All right? That was 1995. That's number one in franchise history. He's number two on the list with 8. And then you got Brandon Ayuk there. Number 3 in the rich tradition of the 49ers at the wide receiver position. Ayuk had 7 100-yard games last season. That is 3rd in franchise history, sandwiched around Jerry Rice. So I think he deserves a lot of respect. We need to put some respect on his name. And now that he's back for the next 5 years alongside Brock Purdy. You know, Peyton Manning had his Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. Ben Roethlisberger had his Plaxico Burress and Hines Ward and Antonio Holmes. Joe Montana had his Jerry Rice. Steve Young had his Jerry Rice. The list goes on and on and on. Now Brock Purdy has his guy. Now let's go play ball against the New York Jets September 9th. And I don't care who won the deal. I don't care about 2025. I don't care about any of that. What I care about is we don't have to rely on Chris Conley and Juwan Jennings to make up 75 catches and over 1,300 yards. Do you understand what Juwan Jennings and Chris Conley combined for last year? They combined for 22 catches and 300 yards. And we talked ourselves into thinking, oh, we could just put Chris Conley at the X. Oh, we put Juwan Jennings at the X because they made a couple catches in the Super Bowl. No, 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 no. We got second team All-Pro back. Back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons going for number 3, a trifecta here. So let's roll, buddy. Buckle up. And hey, talk about 2025 and what happens with D-ball next year.
Talk
so yesterday, Evan and I were talking, and I thought it was pretty dire. It just felt like, you know, both parties didn't want to get a deal done. John Lynch is talking, and I had said to Evan, I'm like, hey, look, like when I listened to John Lynch, I don't think he's perfect, but I find him to be extremely credible. I find him to be a very trustworthy individual. And I feel like He's really emotionally intelligent, and he just knows how to read the room and how to connect with people. Bob Myers and him have a lot of the same qualities, like a lot of the same qualities. I think John Lynch has been, like, as great as Kyle is, all the X's and O's and all that stuff, John Lynch has been such an underrated factor for this run that the Niners have been on. And for him to get this deal done, I love John Lynch, I guess is what I'm saying. But it's not even a question, it's a statement.
I mean, listen, it was a great day in the Bay Area yesterday. You see the Warriors extend Stephen Curry. He gets a one-year, $62 million deal, whatever it is, and he's worth every single penny. John Lynch at the podium the other day, and I thought for the first time, I go, boy, Shanahan and John Lynch are fed up. They've had it. They've had it with Brandon Ayuk. And I thought for the first time throughout this entire process that maybe, just maybe, we won't see number 11 in red and gold ever again. But John Lynch at the foundation, you see him talking there, no matter who's going to be on the field. There's been a lot of talk about who's not here, but I know who is here. And we're going to roll, and we're going to put a damn good team together, and we're going to compete for championships. This guy's been a home run hit from day number one, Shasky and Evan. I mean, John Lynch, he eats for free in the Bay Area. What else can I say? I mean, Shanahan obviously doesn't love the podium game. He doesn't like talking to the media, all that stuff, and he gets snarky. John Lynch knows how to command a room. He's a leader, and he's got the Hall of Fame pedigree. When you've been on the field and won at the highest level and had a reputation of one of the best safeties in for a decade, he commands respect. And so John Lynch, yeah, I respect him so much. He's the perfect guy for the job. No matter what, Adam Peters is left, Rand Carthon is left, and John Lynch is still here. They're still getting business done, and Trent Williams is on deck here. And by the way, in the Bay Area, for all the Bay Area fans, you say, well, what about the Giants? What about the Giants? Don't worry. October 1st will be a great day in Giants history. Trust me on that.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because 400 good is gone, baby. Come on, man. I watch this team from out here in the East Coast, and I watch this team on the East Coast, and hey, people are like, you're a Giants fan? Damn, it must be Jack.
Hey, Monte. Bryce Eldridge hit his 20th home run in high A ball yesterday.
Eugene Emeralds, baby.
I'm well aware. But you know what? Honestly, this is a good day for 49er fans. It's a good day for the organization. Again, who cares who won the deal? Who cares? This is big business. Millions of dollars are at stake. You're not going to get a deal done at day one. It took a long time. We saw who Brandon Ayuk was. Sure, he was immature at times. He got on my nerves at times. John Lynch and the 49ers, I'm thinking, did a great job of handling the situation. But you know what? Cooler heads prevailed. And September 9th, we're going to have number 11 on the field. Now we get big tree here because God knows Jalen Moore, left tackle against the New York Jets, it could be problematic for Brock Purdy in the entire run game. So let's get big tree in here and let's go win a damn Super Bowl, crying out loud.
B, I love how you killed a lot of the narratives, including the fact that there was one out there that the Niners might have even been cheap. I mean, the fact that they've invested as much as they have the last few years, they're going to be the number one cash spender in the NFL this year, assuming they get Trent Dunn, all the rest. You can put a lot of it to bed. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Isn't there a lot of expectation now for Brandon Ayuk? I mean, we talked about Bosa and how his season was a little subpar based on his standards last year. I mean, what can you realistically expect this season now from Brandon Ayuk?
Well, I expect another 1,000-yard season, just like Nick Bosa. Listen, Nick Bosa, you know, he showed his butt last year. And the reason why I think people are so down on Bosa and related to Bosa's situation with this Ayuk situation, it's because Nick Bosa came out there and made the excuses. Nick Bosa came out there and said he was experimenting. Nick Bosa went out there and threw the D coordinator of the bus with a few others, and I get it. Seabolt wasn't the man for the job. We moved with Nick Sorensen and let bygones be bygones. But Ayuk, with the way he handled the situation, being on the field, being in the front room and all that stuff, sure, every drop will be magnified for number 11. Every catch will be magnified. But you know what? The great catch against the Dallas Cowboys to get a first down a couple years ago in the divisional round. We don't forget that. We don't forget the third down catch last year against Green Bay in the rain where you're down 21-17 trying to get to the NFC Championship game. We don't forget about the Detroit game where you stayed with the ball, made a miraculous catch, one of the greatest catches in franchise history, and then followed up with a third down touchdown catch in the red zone. We don't forget that stuff. But the expectation for Brandon Ayuk is second team All-Pro at least, at minimum. And anything less, fans will be disheartened. They will expect a lot from Brandon Ayuk with the money that he just got paid. But you know what? That's what comes with fandom. That's what comes with sports. But I do expect him to go out there and ball out now and to continue that rapport that he's built with Brock Purdy over the last season and a half.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, can I ask you a question? You're talking about being bummed. Were you bummed that Florida State marched right down the field with 7,000 runs in a row and then lost that game in Ireland?
It's a low blow.
Well, unfortunately, I was on the plane watching that game, and I fell asleep a couple times because DJ put me to sleep with the way he was being Captain Checkdown. His stock has fallen so much from when I first saw him at St. John Bosco High School on a Friday night. Then he lit up De La Salle. And then that Clemson game at Notre Dame, we all thought, is he better than Trevor Lawrence? I was saying, we didn't know Trevor Lawrence was the best quarterback on the Clemson roster. DJ has got to get benched. They need a quarterback. He doesn't look down the field. And that was embarrassing for Florida State. But thank God the vacation started then. I kind of washed it away. That's in Dublin, Ireland. They get to bounce back later on. And there's a lot of football to be played. So don't worry. Florida State will be back on the map. But it was a very disheartening start to the college football season. What a nasty game. They let Georgia Tech just run the ball right down the field. It's like, damn. What did the Yellow Jackets get some playmakers, man?
What is going on?
Okay.
What about your 17th other team in college, Colorado, last night with the Sanders boys?
Oh, NDSU looked good, B.
Well, Shador Sanders is going to be a first round pick. He's legit. Travis Hunter is legit, and I think his best position is probably wide receiver. The rest of that roster and the coaching staff, I don't see them winning six games this year. I honestly don't. I mean, they are same leaky defense. They can't tackle. They can't stay off the field. Now in the second half, they cleaned it up a little bit, but you better against North Dakota State, for crying out loud. I mean, they're in for a rude awakening in the Big 12. They're going to have a long, long year. And Primetime's got to he has no chill, man. As much as we love Primetime, you got to learn how to take a step back for a second, Shasky and Evan. Just take a step back. Be cool with the media. Now he's like isolating media members and saying who can talk and picking on who can ask questions. What are you doing, Primetime? Relax a little bit, man.
It is nasty
work out there in Boulder, Colorado. What's that?
He reminds me of the youth ball coach who thinks it's all about him. It's like, dude, it's literally not about you. It's about everyone else.
No, it's
and
not.
I think he needs to learn to take a step back. He's actually embarrassing himself, Shasky.
Yeah, he's embarrassing himself, man. He's taking the spotlight off his kids. And it's just nasty, man. I don't like how the whole thing is going down. Think about where we were with Primetime and how we felt about that university and that program last year when they beat TCU to how we feel about them now.
Yeah.
I was flipping back and forth to tennis. I was watching Alvarez get his clocks cleaned at the U.S. Open in straight sets yesterday. I was like, I don't even want to watch Colorado. I don't enjoy watching them anymore because of the way Primetime acts.
Dude, speaking of, that might be the biggest upset I think I've ever watched from start to finish. Just seeing Alcaraz get his clock cleaned by an unknown Netherlands kid. It was like, so you were out there, like you got to see the Yankees, you got to see Judge, you got to see Soto, you got to see Coco. What was the biggest thing you saw him out there back in the East Coast?
I guess seeing Jason Dumas get married tomorrow, I don't know. Listen, Jasky and Evan, I got to say, this is why I'm not apologizing. I get to go to Yankee Stadium, and I get there thinking, boy, I may see Aaron Judge hit his 50th home run. Boy, he hits 51, and they go back to back to back. Even Anna goes, wow, I haven't seen anything like that. I go, yeah, me either. Wow, that's baseball. Look how fired up we are. We get on the subway. I got the Giants hat on. I'm depressed thinking, wow, the Yankees got it good in the Bronx. They got Judge. I mean, it is unbelievable the lineup they have. It was great to see. Yankee Stadium was awesome. Then we get to the U.S. Open, and they got these drinks called the Honey Deuces. Honey Deuces. Little Grey Goose, a little bit of juice, and some honey melon on top. And I'm sitting there at Arthur Ashe Stadium thinking, this is life. While Coco wins his straight sets, Brad Gilbert's over there with the bucket hat on, Mick coaching his butt off. She hits the practice court straight after. Then the God, the Master, the genius of all geniuses, Djokovic is playing at Arthur Ashe Stadium, and they closed their roof. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, I've been blessed. I've seen Saban's last game at the Rose Bowl. I've seen Coach K's last win in the city of San Francisco for Duke University. I've seen Soto, Judge, and Stanton go back to back to back. We've been in Super Bowl. My God, God bless me, man. Oh, well, you know, L.A. SoFi Stadium, you can't beat that when he overthrows George Kittle.
About to get bougie on the East Coast.
Is Anna near the phone?
Yeah, she's doing payroll for a company right now. She's fed up with me.
Is she breathing?
This is why.
Is she breathing?
No, she's full parog.
Oh, because yeah, she's breathing a little bit.
Leave some oxygen for her in that room. My God, come up for some air, dude.
I'm pulling a Joe Shasky here. When I'm on vacation, when Shasky calls, we go 5 straight minutes trying to catch that. But you guys will love this. I hit the Rocky Stairs, right? We're on the big bus tour, taking in Philadelphia. And I'm like, look at this dump of a city. All these Eagle fans there. And every Eagle fan I've run into, male or female, I showed them the hat to the point where Anna goes, you have to stop talking trash. And I said, no. We dropped the 42 burger on them last year. I'm letting them know the warning shot is here. I'll see you in the playoffs, whether you come to Levi's or if we've got to come back to this dump and we're kicking your ass once again. It is still personal with the city of Philadelphia. Hell, I ran into the Mitchell and Ness founder. The Mitchell and Ness founder even told me, I hate the 49ers. So the hate is real between the city of Philadelphia and San Francisco.
How much did you spend?
Oh, well, they had a 35-40% sell, Shasky.
He got so good
to get after.
How much?
Oh, I only spent 180 in there. And I got to say, you guys would be mad at me, but you know who my favorite quarterback is. We share the same birthday, Dan Marino. And he had the 75th anniversary, Teal Dan Marino jersey. And, yeah, I bought it. I couldn't help myself. And there was a lot more things I wanted to buy, but I bought a Dolphins jersey. I did. It's a Dan Marino. Well, actually, Anna bought it for me for my birthday. It was an early birthday present.
You
bought it for yourself. Spending like the Niners, man.
Packaging it as a birthday gift. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Basically what it is. Yeah, she's giving me a look right now. So be cool.
Did you get me?
No, I didn't. There's no Niner gear there, man. You don't wear anything. U.S. Open hats. You don't like tennis. Ooh. I mean, you gotta get more well rounded, Shasky.
Alligator Arms Hill.
35% sale, had to send it just like the Niners. Oh, man.
I had to call my boys. I had to get in on this because I can't wait for the summit. Some of the dialogue Shasky and Evan are hearing yesterday, like, we may not clap it, Brendan. I scored a touchdown. I'm like,
who
please
said
stop
that?
The comments, dude, the comments and the mentions about the whole Brendan Ayuk situation. Just be happy we got them. Honestly, guys, I'm being honest here. Think about all the guys who's been in Shanahan's doghouse. Dante Pettis, Danny Gray. They couldn't get out of it.
Nope.
Yamador Lenore was in the doghouse, and look at him. He's about to get paid because he's a future superstar in this league, and he's a legit corner. I can't wait to see what he does in 2024. And then Brandon Ayuk. He doesn't get enough credit for being, and Shasky, you've been on this from day one. He's been the best player in training camp opposite of Fred Warner for the last 3 years.
Yep.
For the last, every day has dominated training camp. And the dialogue I heard about Brandon Ayuk and the people who are so, oh man, get rid of Brandon Ayuk. Enjoy number 11. We got the band back together. Big Trent's coming. Silverback. You know he's not missing Monday Night Football under the lights with the fireworks going off at Levi's Stadium. Are you kidding me? He will be there against Robert Saleh and company. And let's roll. Let's get a bye week. Let's get to New Orleans. And let's go beat the damn Chiefs again.
One last thing here, Bonte. It is interesting, the rhetoric of the media regarding this entire thing. Mm. Who in the media took the biggest L throughout this entire thing?
Oh.
Is it Filippone, our bud?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, the city of Pittsburgh's down bad. I'm not going to lie. I tapped into Pittsburgh radio this morning, man, and it was, oh, my God. I cackled for like 45 minutes straight. No joke. But in the Bay Area, I mean, look, I'm not going to name names. They know who they are. And a lot of people are walking things back. A lot of people said a lot of nasty things during this entire process. But you know what? We stay true to the game on the morning roast because that's what we do. We don't worry about contracts next year, this year, Purdy's money. We haven't done that on the morning roast. We don't do that. We think about the now. And so whoever took the L's, hopefully they come out knowing them. I doubt it because people don't like to own L's like we do, Shasky and Evan, at 95.7 The Game. We'll own up to the L's no matter what. The Trey Lance L, I still hear about it to this day. And you know what? I don't care. Have a take. I got takes. And you know what? Shoot or shoot. Did Kobe Bryant go 1,000%? When he going to game 7 against the Boston Celtics? 5-44? Who cares? Yeah. He got the ring. Yeah. He got the ring. And that's what matters.
No doubt.
I'm your Ron Artest.
You could be my Shaq. You could be my Shaq, Shasky. You could be my Shaq.
Oh, let's
the
go.
Streets are telling me, Shasky, held down the ropes. They told me you've done a hell of a job. And you know what? For the first time ever, I heard I was replaceable over there. So I was like, damn, let me call the show on the Friday.
No.
Thanks for letting me kick it in your dojo, B.
I miss you, buddy. I love you guys.
All right, guys. I'll see you guys next Tuesday, man. Have a good one.
Hell yeah.
Get home
hell
safe,
yeah. Have fun.
That was awesome. By the way, I think that's our call of the week. I mean, Ponte came with the heat, as he usually does. I can't wait to hear him next week. When we officially got game week, Shasky, I know technically it's a week from Monday, but it's like they were talking about week zero, and this is the first game week, and that might have been used to apply pressure. But next week, dude, NFL, the NFL's back. It's back, and I can't wait.
College football, what is there, 8,000 games this weekend?
Oh, well, actually, I think I'm going to be down tonight at Stanford. They're taking on TCU. It's like
the Horned Frogs.
Yeah, the beginning of the ACC in California. Jesus.
Yeah, when I think ACC, I think of Stanford football.
And Cal. Yeah, the big game in the ACC. I can't wait for it.
I met two guys from the SEC yesterday. They were Tennessee guys, and we were just talking about college football right now. And you could play a big board of what conference are they in, and we would all miss, like, all across the board. The conference realignment is insane. 12 teams get into the playoffs. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, look, and the NFL right now to me is top of mind as well. I know college football is a big thing for a lot of people, but the NFL, again, I just think it comes down to how much hope people have. And you also talked about, Shasky, how fickle of a thing that can be, but there is more hope, I think, in the 49ers right now than any other franchise in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Even the ones that are on the way down, some that are on their way up. The San Francisco 49ers are well positioned as any to try and take it home this year. And whether it's against the Chiefs, if it's against, I don't know, hell, the Bengals, the Ravens, whoever else you got in the AFC, the Niners to me are right now the team to beat in the NFC. And they cemented that with what they did yesterday.
Yeah, they did. Now, I have a question to ask you. You've now worked with me multiple days in a row.
Yes, sir.
You know that I'm not all there when it comes to
Well, you're literally in
process.
Another room right now, but
when I retweet and send people to the thread for months I've been doing this. Months. I feel like I was the first at the trough to lick the water. The Bryce Eldridge videos of him in high single A. Am I a sick individual?
No, you're not, because that actually is like the only position player in the Giants system that I know anything about and that care anything about at this point, to be honest. I mean, Bryce Eldridge.
I'm imagining him with Tyler Fitzgerald, Ramos, Chapman in the lineup. Like, I like that lineup.
I like any lineup with him in it right now, because apparently all he does is hit home runs. What, has he got like 5 in his last 5 games or something?
The guy has 20 this year. He's the first teenager to hit 20 for the Giants since 2006.
Unbelievable, man.
In any of their minor league systems.
Yeah, he goes left center, right center, down the line, left field. Power to all fields from the left-handed side is a rare thing for sure. And I don't know. I just hope he pays off, because ain't a lot paying off right now at Oracle Park.
That's well, I know who will get paid off, and his name's Trey Williams!
That's a fact. Hopefully it comes down later on today. But as for right now, it's time for Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
I'll start us off. Evan Giddings, you know, sometimes people get Wally pipped. You know?
Where are you going?
You might be Lou Gehrig to Bonte's Wally Pipp.
Stop it.
You might be the Cody Ross to his Jose Guillen. You might be the Brock Purdy to his Jimmy G. Or you could be Matt Leinart. And Bonte could be, you know, Kurt Warner and come back and take his seat. I don't know. But I had a great time the last couple of days on a Mail-It-In Friday. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, everyone there. Great work.
Well, I really appreciate the kind words first and foremost. It's been a fun 8 hours the last 2 days to be working with you. I know that it's been up and down. You were in here yesterday. You're out at the cabin today. So also thank you for showing up on a Friday. It was not a Mail-It-In Friday, Shasky, because you showed up to work and you did the damn thing. That's first and foremost.
Real guys show up every day. I got like a Cal Ripken streak going, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And we're going to continue it through football season. All right, my thing is, look, and it kind of touched on it with Bonte. I have never seen live an upset like I saw last night at the U.S. Open. Carlos Alcaraz going down to Botik van de Vansloop of the Netherlands. This guy was literally talking about retiring after this tournament. He was 11-18 on the tour this year, the number 74 tennis player in the world. I talked to you about this yesterday, Shasky. I love my tennis. I've never seen a player as young and dominant as Alcaraz in the fashion that he does it. And it wasn't like he got hurt. It wasn't like he didn't play incredible, although he did have some mishaps. This dude just straight up beat him. I've never seen anything like it. I know Alcaraz is towards the end of the line this season. He's been playing a lot of tennis this year. But I feel like I saw Tyson get beat last night, and I've never seen it happen like that before. So that is my big thing from the end of the show on our Xfinity Fast Five. Ken, Joey, what do you guys got? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, hey, catch a tiger. What's up, Joe?
Man, I would say Brandon Ayuk, the saga is finally over. I mean, I am so happy that this man has finally got his contract, and now we can just go ahead and just worry about the season, and let's go get this sixth trophy.
Right on.
Yeah, I just want to take the time to use my final thought for my wife. So everyone's out celebrating Labor Day. Next Tuesday is our third-year anniversary since we got married. Dr. Reyes, I love you. And real quick, Joe, you were asking me about some of the best Oasis songs or some of my favorite Oasis songs. One of our favorites is Talk Tonight, because the line goes, I want to talk tonight until the morning light because you saved my life. And that's what my wife did. She saved my life, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you guys right now. So that's my final thought.
Aww.
Happy anniversary, babe.
Jenny. Well, we've seen a lot of emotional things on the show today and heard. LJ also made his first appearance on the Morning Roast.
He did. And LJ just said, suck it up, Ken. What is going on here? I mean, geez, Louise, what is it? This is a rom-com now? This is the Morning Roast, dude.
Have a heart.
That's true. Also, Matt Steinmetz just walked in the room. Premature, I might add.
Hey, Steiny.
I know you're ready for 4 hours. By the way, we look the same. I feel so old right now. We're both wearing a polo with tucked-in khakis and slacks.
Did Steiny ever tell you what his favorite seasoning is?
None.
Salt.
No. Well, I got a little salt in my hair right now. I'm not going to lie. That was another thing that happened when I turned 30. But, dude, Oh, man. Shasky, no, in all seriousness, I cannot thank you enough for letting me hang out with you, sit in this chair, and honestly just have a fun time talking about sports.
Who's in today? I'm keeping record of who's in on these Fridays of big weekends. Is Guru in today?
Yeah, Stein and Guru coming up from 10 to 2. I believe Lorenzo Neal is going to join him at some point during the show.
Yep.
To talk about. Is that the goo?
That was the goo.
Hey, tell the goo. I'm so glad that he made it in, because, you know, all the those Thursdays he's missed over the last 5 years. About time he works one of these Fridays of a big weekend.
No.
I love you, bro. I love you. I'm just teasing.
I think he's listening right now. I'm sure.
I know. He's probably pissed.
Yeah, he's going to send the shot back at you.
That's okay. Tell him I love him.
No, seriously. Enjoy the long weekend, man. You've earned it. And look forward to seeing you again next week.
Love you guys. Niners!
Right. Thank you to Bonte Hill for calling in as well, all the way from Philadelphia. Big thank you to Ken behind the scenes, Joe for helping out, Carter yesterday, for Evan Giddings, and the rest of the show saying so long here. We'll talk to you next week. Brendan Ayuk's a Niner, damn it. Be happy.
I will hate watch. I don't know how many others out there hate watch. I'm a sick individual.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.